I'm looking for a picture.
Stanley Nance will be 100 early next year. He's one of 1,100 men who are in the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops, known now as the Ghost Army.
The Germans didn't even know we were there. In fact, 99% of the American Army didn't know we were there.
Their mission was deception, tricking the enemy into thinking other units were in place.
We scattered the German army so they could not concentrate in heavy armor fire or such as that.
They did it by putting up airfield props of tanks and other vehicles, making sure to even put track ruts in the ground, by blasting sound of fake units over loudspeakers, and by using radios to mimic transmissions of the groups they replaced. Nance was a radio operator. He says he would move in and learn every nuance of the operator that was moving out. They knew the enemy was listening.
And they had expert men and expert equipment to where they could tell if there was any change in personnel.
The ruse worked.
The 23rd Headquarters Special Troops shortened the war by 6 months.
But even after the war, their mission remained a secret for decades. One of the few recognitions Nance received, a World War I medal given to him in France by a veteran of that war.
He took this medal off of his suit and handed it to me, put his arm around me, hugged me, and told me how grateful he and the French people were.
Nance is now one of maybe 2 dozen of the unit who is still alive. His daughter, Jerry Newbold, is circulating an online petition.
We've just realized that over the last 75 years, these brave men have never been able to be recognized.
The petition asks members of Congress to award the unit a Congressional Gold Medal, as they have other outstanding units and individuals. Newbold and others are hoping that recognition can come before it's too late. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.